wild ocean kind of scares me. I find that I scream the very same way whether I see a shark coming or if a piece of seaweed touches my foot.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Well, it's that time of the month when I try my best to make you laugh. Laughter is great medicine. So laugh with me at our jokes of the month. You ready? A ship carrying a cargo of yo-yos bound for San Francisco from Hong Kong was hit by a typhoon. The boat sank 23 times. Did you get that? Okay, a yo-yo. Yeah, okay. A ship's security officer found a stowaway in the cargo hold. The Coast Guard will arrest you and take you back to port, said the officer. The stowaway begged him, "I'm going to my daughter's wedding. I have no money for a ticket. Please, let me stay." Against his better judgment, the officer agreed to let him stay, provided he stay out of sight. On the way out of the hold, he tripped over another stowaway. The second stowaway looked at the officer and said, "Don't look at me. He invited me to the wedding." Well, next up is a true story. Winston Churchill and Theodore Roosevelt were meeting just as the U.S. Navy had overtaken the Royal Navy as the largest in the world. Roosevelt said, "Mr. Prime Minister, how does it feel to have the second largest navy in the world?" Mr. Churchill, ever quick to reply, said, "Quite wonderful, Mr. President. May I ask how it feels to have the second best navy in the world?" A family was sailing from island to island in the Bahamas. At one of the many stops, 5-year-old Paula asked her mom, "What was the name of the last island we visited?" Her mother said, "I'm not sure, dear. Is it important?" "Maybe," said Paula. "Why do you think so?" asked her mother. Paula said, "Because that's where we left Daddy." Aldi Adelang knows about being lost at sea. The brave Indonesian teenager was working on a small fishing hut when a storm snapped the line that anchored his raft to the seabed. Aldi spent the next 7 weeks adrift in the Pacific, fighting for his life. He survived on the fish he caught and on water filtered through his clothes. Each time he saw a passing ship, his hopes soared, but more than 10 vessels passed without spotting him. In his darkest moments, he contemplated suicide. Back home, when Aldi's mother heard the news, she said, "We just surrendered to God and kept praying." On board, Aldi had a Bible, and the words it contained became his source of strength. When despair crept in, he prayed and sang worship songs, and after 49 days, his prayers were answered. On August 31st, 2018, Aldi was discovered by a cargo ship near the island of Guam. Today, Aldi is safely home with his family. Imagine that reunion. Imagine that party. Aldi's home country of Indonesia has the largest Muslim population in the world, with a small Christian minority. Many Christians, like Aldi, face daily persecution. They are imprisoned, tortured, even killed. But something remarkable is happening there. An estimated 2 million Indonesian Muslims embrace Jesus as their Savior each year. If the growth of Christianity continues at this rate, by 2035, Indonesia will cease to be a Muslim-majority country. Let us never forget that God is at work in the good times and bad, on calm seas and stormy. In Isaiah 43:2, God says, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you." Whatever you face today, God's promise is clear: I will be with you. May His presence and the promise of a great reunion to come cause us to rejoice today. Even laugh a little. And speaking of laughter, here's one more joke for you. A pirate goes to the doctor to have the spots on his arms examined. The doctor says, "They're benign." The pirate says, no, doc. I counted them this morning. There be 11.
As we wrap up 2025, we're humbled by how Laugh Again is impacting the lives of real people. One listener shared, "My husband and I had our dreams shattered when we had to return from the mission field. We listen every day and sometimes in the middle of the night. The message brings us such peace. To help extend that hope to more hearts in need through 2026, consider supporting this ministry at laughagain.org. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.